Chris, you've spent the last number of years at Microline, and now you've left. Tell me a little bit, first of all, about Microline and what you feel you accomplished in the years that you were there.
I don't know that it was me personally that accomplished it, but Microline has a great track record and a great history because it emerged out of being a not-for-profit at the university, and we privatized the company in 1998. And then between then and now, it's grown to be the largest independent MEMS developer and manufacturer in the world, which is a great accomplishment, and it's a great testimony to the people there, to the people who created the organization, and to the stakeholders, funders, investors, employees, like everybody, because it's a big family that really has to come together to make all that happen. So that has really helped to make, it's not the only thing, of course, but it's helped to make the Edmonton region a real center for micro and nanotechnology around the world.
So what is it then that you bring from Microline to your new position, heading up Tech Edmonton?
A number of things. One is I have started and grown a company, so I have a very strong understanding of a lot of the issues around what it takes to grow a company successfully. And there are many things that need to come together, including development of relationships with customers, structuring an organization, investors, setting up good operating parameters within the company, and making sure that the organization is offering relevant products and services to the market so that it can sustainably grow. These are all things that are common to any company, and that's Tech Edmonton's mandate, of course, is to nurture the development of new companies in the region emerging out of technology-related beginnings. So what I see as a key thing that I can bring to this is the knowledge of how to do that from having done that before.
What strengths do you see Edmonton and Tech Edmonton having in terms of the technology-based industries that we're trying to develop?
Tech Edmonton is a really interesting and unique organization, and it's one of the things that really attracted me to the position. The Tech Edmonton model is one which has not been tried in many other places, and it brings together the innovation and the resources of the university. The University of Alberta, of course, is one of the largest and best universities in the country. And it brings those resources together with the resources of the broader community and creates a real regional and community-based entity for creating new companies and commercializing new technology. And why that's different is that in other regions or in other cities, the university acts as its own commercialization agent and it doesn't really use the resources of the broader community. So we bring together knowledgeable business analysts, professional service providers, investors, an environment for company creation, and resources of the university all together to create an environment that really very few other regions have. So Tech Edmonton is a really cool idea. It's great vision when Tech Edmonton was set up, and it's only been 4 years, and so as a new organization, it's got a lot of learning and growing to do, and I'm just really motivated by the challenge of realizing the vision of Tech Edmonton.
Well, what do you see as being the challenges ahead for you? What are the weaknesses or the gaps that need to be attended to?
There is a tremendous amount of funding that goes into primary research and early stage research in the province. And there are many technologies in coming out of the university or in startup companies that haven't come out of the university that have a huge amount of potential. And there is I think we've all heard of this, sort of not the funding gap, but the innovation gap, the gap between early stage inventions and successful commercial reality resulting from those. So those include things like lack of management expertise, lack of access to financing, lack of access to customers, and a whole lot of a lack of access to intellectual property. And so a whole lot of these other things that need to come together to create successful companies. And so our challenges aren't really different than any other region in the sense that every place in the world faces this problem of how do you take the great research results that come out of people's heads or out of universities and turn them into companies. What we're doing differently in Edmonton is applying a different and more inclusive model to making that happen. And that's really the excitement of the Tech Edmonton model.
So if I were to come back in 6 months and talk to you again, what do you hope to have accomplished?
There are many things to accomplish in 6 months. Of course, anytime one starts a new position, whether it's this or any position, there's a lot of getting to know the environment. And so there's a whole community of people and organizations that work in this space. And for me, one of the key things is to really understand who they all are and understand what they perceive the strengths of Tech Edmonton are and the areas where Tech Edmonton can improve. So that's a key thing. So 6 months from now, we will have a clearly articulated vision for how Tech Edmonton engages with the community. We will have a sustainable financial model around that, and we will have broad-based community support for the realization of that plan going forward for the next 3 to 5 years. But what we see is that Tech Edmonton over the next 3 to 5 years is one of the major vehicles in the region for creating a whole number of successful new ventures. So 3 to 5 years from now, I think we look back and say there is a whole lot more new company economic activity in the region, and a large amount of that is attributable to Tech Edmonton and the other players that are working to make this kind of thing happen.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You're welcome.